media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. As I've been saying many times today, a hard-fought game between two nationally ranked teams is what you guys in Stony Brook did, and unfortunately you come up a little short, 27-24. As you've looked at the film, give me your impressions on the game.
Well, obviously that's third time this year. You know, we lose in overtime to Delaware and lose a tough one to Elon and then lose a tough one here to Stony Brook. You know, I think both teams played really hard. No question about that. You know, we muffed a punt early to give them 7 points right there. And, you know, that was the difference in the game. You know, we were okay on offense, not great. You know, they defended, you know, a lot of our throw game pretty good. No question, most of the game. And then, you know, offensively they were efficient. They converted some third downs. You know, there were some key penalties on us, a couple pass interferences on third downs that really hurt. You know, when we thought we had stops there, you know, there was a kick catch interference where we downed the ball on the 2 yard line, and so you know it was tough. You know, tough day for us. Give our guys credit. I mean, they play hard. They come to play every week, and you know we'll continue to play hard.
I was gonna ask you the back-to-back tough losses now, and the difficulty of this conference year in and year out, and another big game this week. What's the message to the team to try to get them to bounce back and pick their heads back up?
Well, I mean, you know, we're a little adversity going here. You know, we'll see. You know, I like our guys. You know, they'll come to practice on Tuesday. They'll be excited to play this Saturday against Villanova. You know, they got to keep their heads up. We got to keep trying to eliminate, you know, some of the things that have been hurting us in games. You know, we got, you know, a 4th-and-2 against Elon driving down there for the game winner, and we line up wrong in the backfield and can't make the cut and slip. And we got it 1st-and-10 against Delaware on the 50-yard line. To 2 first downs, kick a field goal, and win. We can't make the critical mistakes at the critical times of games and expect to beat people in this league. They're too good, too many good teams here in this league. You know, and you know, there's a mistake here, a mistake there, and you know, and it comes back and gets you. But you know, I love our guys. You know, they it's important to them. And they'll keep working. We'll play hard. I know Villanova's probably in the same exact boat we are, 4-4, and they've lost a couple tough ones. And I know Mark will get his guys ready to play, no question.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him, hit star one on your keypad, and we've got several in queue if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach Russ. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Cool. All right. Talk about Villanova. How you prepare for two different quarterbacks? Because they have two quarterbacks getting both reps this week in practice. You know, that's why I was talking to the Villanova coach. How are you going to get ready for both quarterbacks?
Well, I think you start by defending the offense. I think they both execute the offense. You know, you saw you see them both. The freshman McCloskey, you know, he looks really, really, really good. Big kid that can move and throw the football. We've been very impressed with him. I don't want to butcher number 9's name, so I'm not even going to say it. But you know, they both run the offense. It looks the same, you know, all the way across the board with little tweaks here and there based on what they're seeing. But you know, we're gonna defend their offense. We're gonna defend, you know, the quarterbacks when we need to, and that's basically all you can do. They both can do what they want them to do in that offense.
And this is your first trip back to Villanova since you came to Richmond, because you were there as a coordinator a couple of years ago when you went up there with Coach Rocco. Do you remember playing up there, you know, coaching up there, and how difficult is that environment up there?
Well, I've never worked for Coach Rocco. I was there probably 9 years ago before I left Richmond. I can't remember if we were there in 7 or 8 there, one of those years. Tough place to play. They play really well at home. You know, we've gotten, you know, we went up there one year with the University of Richmond, number one ranked team in the country, and Villanova thumped us. We went up there another time on a pretty good roll, and Villanova thumped us. They play well at home. I think everybody can see that, and their record probably indicates that. But you got to have good players to win, whether it's home or on the road, and I think they got really quality players.
I hope you have a good week of practice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Russ, the Spider's been chasing that offensive balance all year. Do you continue to do so, or do you think throwing the ball is just your identity and you move forward with that?
Seems like it is kind of our identity. The bottom line, John, I think I say it every week, is we're going to have to eventually run the football, whether it's in certain points of a game. We got to find ways. We got to generate. Now, we're actually coming into one that's it's going to be awful tough to run the football. Our guys will try to figure out ways to run on these guys. They're very, very hard to run on. I think they're probably leading the league in rushing defense, or if not, one of the top two, and probably giving up about 60 yards a game rushing. So, you got to take what they give you. You got to do what you do best. But, yes, we are going to continue to try to get the run game going.
Hey, if I could follow up by asking, if you have a theory as to why this hasn't clicked like you hoped it would on running the ball, is it scheme related? The no huddle spread system affected the way Richmond's run the ball, or other ideas that may have handicapped you there?
Well, when you're in the spread and I think the quarterback running the football is an important component, and we don't do that. I mean, that's not we don't want to get Kyle hurt by running him 15 times a game. I think if we were running him more, we would probably have better opportunities to get some seams and some creases in there. We don't, so now it turns into a power. We're going to have to run the football and knock people off the ball, and we just don't do that real well. We're not our strength up front is not incredible. We've got good athletic guys, but I think we're playing Blaine Markham at right tackle, who's really done a nice job filling in. He's got to get some strength to him. Adam Sammy is a redshirt freshman who we think is going to be really good and who's playing well, but he's a redshirt freshman. Even Patrick Kliebert, when he's in there, he's had shoulders and wrists and arms, and he's been banged up, for many years here, and really, we're just not as big and as physical up front on either side of the ball as a lot of people in this league. But that's not an excuse whatsoever, not at all. I mean, we've lost some games and teams have beaten us, and you got to give them credit. So it's not an excuse at all, but we don't knock people off the ball, and that's really not who we are. So we got to find creases, we got to find creative ways to run the football, and that's kind of what we're going to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with Stafford Sun.
Good morning, Coach. Sort of along those same lines, just sort of talk about the year that Gordon Collins has had. Of course, he got hurt in the second game last year and missed the rest of the season. Just how do you feel like he's come back from that and done this year?
Well, he's come back from it. The knee hasn't been an issue, but, Gordon's been banged up all year. He's basically in a red jersey, no contact, during each week of practice. He's got some shoulder issues. He's a tough kid. We haven't given him a whole lot of running room, so obviously it's not the kind of year that he would have wanted. But when you you don't get banged on in practice. You know, it's tough to go out there in games, you know, sure, when all of a sudden it's live bullets. So you got to give Gordon a lot of credit. He's fought through some stuff. You know, he's got a quad contusion. He's got it, but now both shoulders are, you know, sprained. And so he, every week, you know, he's out there in a red jersey, but he's fighting and giving us all he's got.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Russ, before I let you go, I wanted to touch on Tyler Wilkins and 112 yards in that game against Stony Brook. I think that's three straight now, over 90 yards. And Cortrell Simpson and Jean Brissett obviously getting a lot of attention. But how does he complement those guys?
Well, Tyler's played great all year. You know, it just seems like sometimes Brissett and Cortrell Simpson, you know, they both get the big, deep balls and everybody ooh and awe. But Tyler now he's by far playing better than anybody we have, probably on the offensive side of the ball, maybe other than Kyle. Him and Kyle are very comparable in what they're giving us. You know, he makes a great catch on a tough throw in a big situation last week. He's always made big catches. I love the way he's playing. He's been consistent all year. Brissett and Cortrell really didn't have very good games last week, but I know they'll bounce back. But Tyler, you know, Tyler's shown up every week and played really, really well, and just thrilled with how he's playing this year. No question about that.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you. See you guys.
Thank you.